Oboyin Evangelist Mrs. Favor O. Obaseki in a special meeting tagged Beauty for Ashes. Ladies, are you facing any marital challenge? Are you single believing God for marital settlement? Are you in an unfavorable relationship? Are you a student believing God for academic breakthrough and success? Search no further, for Amazing Sisters Fellowship is the right place. Amazing Sisters Fellowship is a worldwide married and single ladies fellowship. Amazing Sisters Fellowship is not a church. It is a female fellowship where the dignity and glory of every woman is restored.
I want to invite you specially to Amazing Sisters Fellowship. If you are a single sister, if you are a married sister, whatsoever age you are, young or old, that fellowship is for you. It's every second Saturday and last Saturday of the month.
Amazing Sisters Fellowship holds every second and last Saturday of the month. Time 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Venue 40 Ajayi Street of Obaze, Upper Mission, New Benin, Benin City, Edo State. Amazing Sisters Fellowship, building future sisters for Christ.
Lord, we want to thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for making it possible for us to be in your presence. As we have come to your presence, may we never go home the same in the name of Jesus. Touch our lives, touch our marriage, touch our health, touch our finance, touch our children, and touch our beloved ones in the name of Jesus. Every prayer we are going to pray here, Lord, we ask that you will hear us and answer us in the name of Jesus. That at the end, your name may Lord be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's still remain standing for a while. You know, today is the first fellowship of Amazing Sisters since we lost our spiritual father, Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua. So we want to observe a quiet moment in honor of our spiritual father, Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua. In Jesus' name. May his soul rest in perfect peace in Jesus' name. Commend the family, the wife, the children, the members of Synagogue Church of All Nations unto the able hands of God. And pray for them that God should give them the grace to continue from where Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua stopped in the name of Jesus. They will never be weary. They will never be fainted. In the name of Jesus. The same way God used Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua mightily, may God use them mightily to the glory and honor of his name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' victorious name we pray. Let's be seated. What is the theme of this month? Can I hear you well? Can I hear you well? Marriage without tears. Marriage without tears. How many of you want such marriage? How many of you want such marriage for your children? For your brothers, for your sisters? Every one of us. Praise the Lord. Before we go to how we can have such marriage without tears, let's first of all look at this important aspect of marriage. How marriage affects us. How marriage affects us. Marriage can affect us for good or for bad. Depends on who we marry. I say it again. Marriage can affect us for good or for bad depending on who we marry. depending on how we allow God to direct us, depending on how we were patient enough to wait upon God to direct us, to lead us, and to choose rightly. May God help us in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Can we open to that, please? Proverbs 13, verse 20. It says, "He that walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." He that walked with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Now, when we talk about marriage, we know that marriage is a relationship. It's just like having friends. But in marriage, it is more deeper. And that is why when I came across this word, I so much cherish it, and it transformed my life. It says, "My best friend is the one that brings out the best in me." My best friend is the one that brings out the best in me. If you say you are my friend and you are always bringing out the bad side of me, you have not seen anything good in me, so make sure you help me to build on that good aspect so that good thing, that best in me should come out. I don't think that person is my best friend. And when you think about it deeply, where we read said, "He that walk with the wise shall be wise, but he that walk with the he that is a companion of fools." What will happen? Shall be destroyed. Now, there is a word that says, "Tell me who your friend is, and I will tell you who you are." The kind of friends you mingle with, that is how people will rate you and say, "This is who this person is." If a friend, maybe you come together, maybe within 1 hour, you gist, talk everything, you go, and that friend is bad friend and it affects you negatively, what of if the one you want to spend the rest of your life with, life partner, is not a wrong person? What will happen with the person? What will happen with the person? It's disaster. It's disaster. So marriage is an institution created by God for companionship, for pleasure, for every good thing. And it is that God that will make you, if you follow that God, you will choose wisely. There are some people today that where they don't even expect to be in life, they are there today. Why? Because of the man they marry, or because of the woman they marry. But there are some people where they're supposed to be, they are not there because they choose wrongly. How will it look like? You know why God sent you to this world. You have purpose, you have goals, and you were pursuing it before your marriage and getting married now. The person you get married to tell you, just forget about that area. That area is a no-go area. How would that person feel? Now, let me illustrate it like this. Supposing Sister Esa Omogu, was a single? Eh? Everyone knows that she loves singing. She loves singing. You can't stop her from singing. She loves holding microphone and sing and worship. And now, she now married a man. And the man say, as soon as they marry, say, "Number one thing, drop from their choir. What will happen? That is the beginning of frustration. Abby, I want you to understand what I'm talking about. That is the beginning of frustration. Many men, many women are like that today because they marry wrongly. They have purpose, they have goals. But as soon as they marry, because they marry wrongly, everything scatter. Everything. And that is why when you want to enter marriage, know that if you enter wrongly, it will affect you, affect your generation, your children, your generation of born, it will affect them. If care is not taken, unless the person realizes immediately and goes to God, and God see amend it. But if not, it will be a disaster. Think deeply about your close friends that bring out the best in you. Our choice of friends can make a world of difference between our success and failure. Our choice of friends, our choice of husband, our choice of wife can make a world of difference between our success and our failure. If we will succeed, depends on our choice. If we will fail, depends on our choice. If this is true about friends, friends that we don't stay together, we only just come, geez, go. Maybe we go to a different place. Maybe we go to church together. Maybe we go to occasion together, and we depart. What of if the is the one that when you go, you come home, you meet him, you wake up in the morning, is the first person you will meet. You go out, you come home. In fact, it's everything about you. What will now happen? The matrimonial highway today is littered with men and women who were nobody before marriage. But for marrying a very good man or woman that is compatible, turn their lives for good. They are now celebrities. So also in the other way around, people that were supposed to be celebrities, because they marry wrongly. I know of a lady that time before she gets married, is a singer, inviting her everywhere. As soon as that lady got married, nobody heard of her again. I begin to ask people, where is this person? Where is this person? Probably she made the wrong choice that make her fail, that he couldn't fulfill her purpose. Now, as a Christian, you want to marry, you rightly know that this person is unbeliever. The word of God says we should not be unequally yoked with unbeliever. He said, what has righteousness had to do with unrighteousness? What has light got to do with darkness? But most guests today, if they want to marry, the first thing they look at is does the person has money? Is he riding a car? A car can get destroyed within an hour, beyond repair. Something can happen to that bank account that the money will not be there. If you not marry because the person has money, It's influential. And after you enter, you are now in bondage. And before you know it, those things you were looking onto is no more there. What will you do? What will you do? Wrong marriage has sent many to early grave. Wrong marriage has caused many sickness, incurable sickness. Wrong marriage has caused many depression, failure, sorrow, pain. Pain of the heart that cannot be cured. Wrong marriage. We should know that the choice we make in our marriage can either make us or man us. Can either lift us up or bring us down. Can either make us to be a celebrity or a non-entity. If I have married the wrong person, I don't think I will be here today. If I had not waited patiently, I don't think I will be here today. If I have listened to the mockery, to the laughing, and all sort of things, I say, hey, oh, this one I got married. Hey. In life, there is one class. Just one. You can be a classmate with somebody. Maybe you married before the person. You are giving birth. The other one will get married. There are some that I even see single. The friends we are having at the beginning, if we get to a state, those level will no longer be your friend. You have migrated to another level. You have migrated to another level. And if we are patient enough to know who we are a choosy generation, a royal priesthood, chosen by God to affect this generation for good. We will not say, some people, you, if you hear what is coming out of their mouth, I am not supporting if one is experiencing unnecessary delay. But if there is that delay, and you know God, you know God can do all things, there is nothing God cannot do. You don't need to kill yourself. You should be able to tell yourself, God's time is the best. You should be able to encourage yourself and say, God will never give you the wrong one. And God will never bring you down. And God will never destroy you. If you know that and you stay put, you focus on God. What you think is a mountain that is insurmountable, God will level it. But we are very much anxious. Anxiety. Not patient. Oh, my friend is getting married next week. Oh, I should be the nurse. No, whether Satan like it or not, this year I must marry. Whether the right person come or not, you hear someone say, anyone at all. That means you don't know who you are. Anyone cannot be your husband. Eh? I keep on saying it. It's not every girl that would have been able to marry my husband. And it's not every man that would have been able to marry me. Yes. The one designed for you. When you are together, you are compatible. Yes, it's not every girl that can marry my husband. It's not every girl. I will still say it. If you are not spiritual, if you are not up to that level spiritually, you will be frustrated. Because every now and then, somebody that is always with God, that attend, even if they send you a message, for you to even deliver the message will take time. But you are together in the house. Everything is going on well. Why? Because of his calling. And God gave him somebody that we understand, that we are able to go with her, with him. So also you. There are some character you have that some people, whether we see that character, they will run. But there is somebody that will, that one will be why he even loves you the more. So when we understand life and we take life the way God created life, we don't need to put ourselves into a problem. Marriage affects us. You hear in those days, you hear some women will be complaining, I wouldn't have married this man, though, if not that my parents forced me to marry. But now, there's nobody force you. You have to open your eyes. Watch and pray. That was the last statement of my spiritual father, Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua. Watch and pray. If you are praying, don't close your eye. Open your eye and look. And look the person. When you open that, this is your physical eye, look. Your spiritual eye also open and look. Not somebody that will bring frustration to you. Not somebody that will not allow you to fulfill your destiny. Not somebody when you get to his house, he will say, I have married you. What I said is final. No argument. No going back. Many, they are slaves in their husband's house. They are slaves. Hey! When you were going out with the person, you saw those weaknesses. You are seeing him with different women. You decide to close your eye to it. As far as he say, it's me he will marry. Hey, no problem. Let me get there first. The battle you could not fight. When the love was his bond is strong. When the man said, if I don't marry you, I will die. The battle you could not fight. Then when you, the person has got a hold of you, is it that time you will fight the battle? You can't. So open your eyes wide. What you know you cannot tolerate in your marriage, don't tolerate it when you are in courtship. What you cannot tolerate in your marriage, don't tolerate it when you are in courtship. Because if you tolerate it, it will affect your marriage negatively. It will affect your marriage negatively. It will affect your marriage. Marriage has the capacity to bring you down or lift you up. You can also see some. They were naughty before they married. The man just came from just because the person really know what he wants, praying. And from nowhere, God just brought the person and they married. And before you know it, the level of friends he was having that time, she has graduated to another level. Why? Because he chose rightly. And that is why we must always pray. We must always pray. So people, they enter marriage every day fighting, quarreling, fighting. And the person will say, I am a Christian. How is that person a Christian? Where there's supposed to be harmony, peace, every day quarreling and fighting, how will God answer prayer? How will God answer that prayer? Prayer cannot be answered like that. And also, if the person, maybe before the person married, the person was not a Christian, and she married or he married wrongly, the grace of God is still very much there to correct things. Because as you now give your life to God and you invite God into your marriage, God can change everything. But you that is a Christian, you are seeing fire and you are entering it. That one is very, very difficult. It's very, very, very difficult. Marriage is not, okay, you go to the market, they are selling apple, you just buy. As you bite the apple, oh, it doesn't taste well. You throw it away and buy another person. Another apple, I mean. Marriage is not like that. Till death do you pass. And you know what that means? That you keep on enduring, 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 instead of enjoying. Marriage is meant for enjoyment. When you choose right. So people, they will, even when people are pointing them, look at, pointing it to them, the signal is very much there. They will make everybody enemy. Let me tell you, when you are in love with somebody, there are many things you cannot see. And that is why they come up with this word. They say, love is blind. Love is blind. Marriage, open your eyes. Is love blind? Answer me. Is love blind? Love is not blind, though. Why people come up with such is that when people are in love, they seem to ignore many things. They are seeing it, though. They will just ignore. As if they are not seeing it. They are seeing it. But after marriage, before they want to start correcting this something. May God help us in Jesus' name. May God help us in Jesus' name. This marriage of a thing, this marriage is what is controlling the world today. Whether good or bad. Those that have good marriage, they are able to train their children. Their children will be a blessing to the family, to the society, and to the world at large. But if it is a bad marriage, and they give birth to bad children, they cannot control their children. The society, they will also suffer it. Nuisance. Criminals. They will also suffer it. That is why marriage is very, very important to yourself, even to the society at large. Will you not want to be among those your marriage affect the society negatively? God forbid. So when we know how marriage affects us, then we'll be able to handle certain things. Issue of marriage affects us spiritually, emotionally, physically. I think I've mentioned all those things. There are some Bible verses I will give you. When you get home, you go and read it because we have no time. Write them down. 2 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14 to 18. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. First Peter 1, 23. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Romans 8:29. Romans 8:17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11 to 12. Revelation 21 verse 8. How does God react when the righteous believer extends his or her hand to accept willingly an unbeliever in a relationship of marriage? What he said when his son or daughter decide to join in marriage with a son or daughter of Belial? Does he feel joyful, excited, and at peace? Or offended, angry, and unhappy? True prominent scripture immediately comes to mind. They reveal obvious answer to this above question. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. He cannot be a partaker of the Lord's table and the table of the devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 21. Isaiah 52 11. Whenever a believer marries an unbeliever, he diminishes his spiritual value. Unless the light of God touches the heart of the believing spouse will continually be a spiritual wasteland. Will continually be in a spiritual wasteland, a position of unending fruitfulness. No man dip a finger in a pot of oil without contaminating the rest of the finger. When a child of God in total disobedience walk into marital union with an unbeliever, he loses quality fellowship with God and becomes spiritually abandoned and forsaken. However, where marriage has already been consummated before Adam encountered the saving grace of God, of Jesus Christ, such spouse should assume the role of an intercession for the unbelieving spouse. All this I have said before. If maybe before you give your life to Christ, you make the wrong choice. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14 to 16. Go and read. Through you, God will extend grace to your spouse and things will work out. May God help us in Jesus' name. May God help us in Jesus' name. Do we have questions so far? This is not a church, it's a forum. If you have questions, any question, just ask. Raise up your hands. Let's take questions for a few minutes before we go on to marathon prayer. There's somebody at the back there.
Amazing sisters,
we serve amazing God.
My question goes like this: like the area you say we should ask for God direction before we go into marriage. For example, you ask God, maybe you have many suitors, so along the line you were confused, you don't know the right person. So you ask God to direct you on the right person. You just pray like this: let God make one thing happen so that you use it to know the right person. So along the line, God still do it that way. Something happened of which the rest of the suitors ran away, but one person stand. So both of you pass through the temptation. So when he was in the marriage, along the line, some certain things begin to happen. So, does it mean that you did not make the right choice?
Thank you very much. Sit down. You make the right choice does not mean that there will be no temptation in marriage. My spiritual father, Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua, said anything close to Jesus suffer attack. It's even the right marriage that suffer attack the more. That we have more temptation. That does not signify that you made the right choice. Depends on the temptation you are passing through. When you know that you are doing everything right to make the marriage work, and you are still seeing things that you are not supposed to see, it is God that you will still pray to. Temptation in marriage does not mean that you make the wrong choice, my sister. So when you know you are in the right place, that is why you shouldn't even give up. Because your personal encounter, as you pray, God, I want to really know your will. And you have a personal encounter, and God assure you this is your husband. The same God that assure you, whenever there is temptation, know that even your marriage, it is not just two of you, it's three in the marriage. You, your husband, and God, Jesus Christ. So when you realize that, you know that whenever temptation comes, no matter how you anointed you are, I know some men of God, some they will stand and say, since they married, they never argue one day. Thank God for such grace. Thank God for such grace. But I don't know if there is such marriage where since they married, no argument one day, not to even talk of quarrel. No matter how anointed they are, there must be arguments. There must be quarrel. They disagree to agree. But depends on how you handle the disagreements. It's not all conflict in marriage that are unhealthy. There are healthy conflicts to make things right. For example, you want to make things right, you need to talk, you have to do it. And you know what you want to do is the right thing and will bring the right results. So temptation in marriage does not mean that you married the wrong person. So you still need to pray and ask God to show face. If there is any way you have offended God in your marriage, if maybe you are not submissive enough or you are not doing what you are supposed to do, put those things right. And when you put those things right, you pray to God. God will answer you. May God help us in Jesus' name. Any other question? Let's ask questions. Those that have not married, everybody wants to marry. And those that are in marriage, we have many questions. Ask questions.
Amazing sisters.
We serve amazing God.
Ma, I want to ask something. How do you know the right person?
How do you know the right person? That one is another topic on its own. And let me just summarize it. You know the right person. That means, how do you know the will of God? In other words, how do you know the will of God? How do you know the right person? You have eyes that see. And you are going out with somebody. First of all, you pray. At times, maybe the person approach you for marriage. Or he say, let's be in a relationship. They are in a relationship for a long time. Maybe they will say casual relationship before the person will not come up and say, I want to marry you. And I believe why the person did not say that to you in the first day is that the person wants to watch. He wants to know who you are. He wants to see the your character. So also you, as a sister, somebody approach you for marriage or for a relationship. As you are in that relationship, you have to open your eye well. This person I'm in relationship with, number one, does the person fear God? Does the person love God? It tells the person to love God, to love fellow human being. Anybody that say I love God and hate the fellow human being does not love God. Because when you love God, you will be very, very careful not to offend God, not to do what God hates. Did that person love God? Is the person a Christian? I'm not saying if the person goes to church, because going to church does not mean the person is a Christian. Going to church is different from being a Christian. Yes, there are some people that enter church because they saw one sister in the church that they want to catch. They pretend born again. Even in that presence, if you are spiritual, God will open your eye to know who the person is. God will open your eyes to know who the person is. For example, you are going out with somebody. The person doesn't have respect for elderly people, doesn't have regard for anybody. There is nobody the person respects. The person will tell you, I fear nobody. Nobody that can talk to me. And you still open eye, you are still following that person. The day the person wants to strangle, God forbid, strangle the person neck. He fear nobody. Every little thing. You have not even married the person. The person has told you to punch him back. Every little thing, pie. If you want to correct you, slap. And you follow the person. Is that person the right person? If the person get angry, until the person scatter everything, share blood, after some time, now say, it's not my fault. I was angry. Somebody that cannot manage anger. The person will kill you before you now say, I'm sorry, I didn't know when I do it. So when you are seeing all these things, see this sign, you see that reason. Can I spend the rest of my life with this person? Can I stay in the same house with this person? Can I achieve anything with this person? Can I become anybody with this person? Will I be able to fulfill my destiny with this person? I'm not talking of minor, because some ladies, they will just have unrealistic expectation. That is what brought them into marriage. When they enter into the marriage and they are not seeing that, it's another ball game. I'm not talking of all those unrealistic expectations. The real thing in life, look out for those things. You and the person, are you compatible? Do you feel irritated when you are close to the person? Or you know, when you are close to the person, you are not comfortable. But because the person has money, spending money on you, that is why you just decide to stay put. When you enter into the marriage, money cannot give you peace. Money can't give you peace. There are some people, they marry somebody because the person has money, and at the end of the day, they are regretting. It is better you are praying to marry than marry and you are praying to be single. You are praying, you are single, we are praying, God give me husband. Then you not marry, you are not praying to be single. Many are praying such prayer today in their husband's house. Many will even pray, I wish God would just take their husband so that they will just be free. Yes! It has come to that because of what they are experiencing. Many will just sit down. They are thinking, is this marriage? They want to just take their life. It's because of what they are experiencing. So when you make the right choice is the will of God. Let me just put it like that. The right choice is the will of God for you. Not the wrong choice. Number one, put God first. The person know God before every other thing. Money is good, but you don't put money. If you see somebody, you know somebody that has future, even if the money is not yet there. You know somebody that is a potential rich man, a potential well-to-do somebody, but the money is not yet there now. You know somebody with the words that comes out of the person. You know somebody that has plan in life. Not somebody that will go and do passport, put it in back pocket, using it to toast guests. I will soon travel out as if abroad is everything. You see my passport. Very soon, I will travel out. I'm going to Canada. I'm going to America. Eh? I'm going to Germany. I'm going to this. Hey. Listen to the person, what is coming out of the person. Ask somebody that what is not. People that even have something, they don't say it. They just live their life, allow you to know it by yourself. So also some guys, they do. Well, I don't eat eba. No. Even the fried rice, they cannot cook the fried rice. So. They will paint their fingernail, do everything. The one they're supposed to polish well, they won't polish it. The inner beauty is the most important thing, not the outward beauty. The outward beauty is good though. Take care of your outward, but inner, take care of it well. May God help us in Jesus' name. If no other question, let's rise up. Let's rise. Okay, ask.
Amazing woman. More grace. Mommy, this question I want to ask. The boy talks say he won't marry the girl. But you know the girl make you travel to anywhere. But if you want to go see people, you go allow. So now why you they play? Let's say they go Lagos, I go send a Benin.
Who they play the why?
The girl, because the boy not there for this side. So if the girl they Lagos, you go send a Benin day. Because they phone call. Where you there, you go send you see where you there. So that kind of marriage, I go be.
They are not together in the same city.
No.
The man is in abroad.
Let's say if you want to go see, maybe you want to go see papa, you want to go see sister, you go alone. But if you want to go see mama or other person, you don't go agree.
Okay, that means if the girl won't go see somebody.
Where the boy know, or family, go alone. But if you want to go see, like say, mama's side, you go say, no, just this, his house. So that kind of thing. And the body, the pepper, and where after you go, cause this, cause that, cause this. But later I go kneel down and say, I'm sorry. You don't know, you see, they up. Huh? Papa, now they talk now, say, if he can't. That's why the girl go swear. We go use melu swear. Swear some oath before you can go marry the girl.
The girl now, Christian?
Yes.
He go swear too, true.
I go
because
swear.
Because he won't marry.
No!
Sit down. Praise God. I know human beings are very jealous, especially men. But somebody, a girl you want to marry, is not slave now. A girl that will be good is already good. A girl that is decent is already decent. You are not even here. You are even saying, you know, if you take permission from you, I want to go and see my mother. Don't go. I want to go and see my sister. Don't go. Except somebody from your side. Will you just marry somebody? As you marry somebody, the family will just cut the family off. It's not done anywhere now. The girl is not a slave now. Hey, the girl knows that she can tolerate it. She can be such a slave. You should continue. Nobody to advise anybody for this. If the girl know she can bear, even when they marry, they're in the same house. If she know she can bear, you should continue. If you know she cannot bear all this, let them correct it now. Tell the man, this, I can't tolerate this. Yes, let them iron it out now that they have not taken an oath, they are not married, the bride price is not yet there, nothing. Let them iron it out now. And also the girl should be careful. If it's waka waka, it should be very careful. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's rise as we pray. Who is like unto thee, O Lord?
who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee?
You are glorious
in holiness, fearful in praises. Always do His wonders, hallelujah, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee?
You are
glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Always do His wonders, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We are going to pray. Jehovah my God,
Jehovah my God,
as I pray,
any power
that want to stand
against my prayer,
out in the name of Jesus,
Jehovah my God, as I pray, every power that want to stand against my prayer, out, in the name of Jesus, I command a power out, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah my God, as I open my mouth to pray, every power that want to stand against my prayer, I command them out, in the name of Jesus, out, in the name of Jesus, every power that want to stand against my prayer, in the name of Jesus, out, in the name of Jesus, I command every power that want to stand against my prayer, in the name of Jesus, I command them out, in the name of Jesus, out 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 in the name of Jesus, every power that want to stand against my prayers, I command them out, out in the name of Jesus, 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 Jehovah my God, as I open my mouth to pray, every power that want to stand against my prayer, I command them out, in the name of Jesus, out, in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus, every power that want to stand against my prayer, out in the name of Jesus, 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 I command them out in the name of Jesus, every negative power that want to stand against my prayer, I command them out. Out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are going to pray. Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Every power.
Every power.
That want to cause me tears.
That want to cause me tears.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
Where are you? Out in the name of Jesus.
Out in the name of Jesus. Every power that want to cause me tears. In my marriage. I command a power out. Wherever you are. In the name of Jesus. Out. out in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to cause me tears in my marriage, in my destiny, in the journey of life, I command you out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to cause me tears in my marriage, I command that power out in the name of Jesus. 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 Every power that wants to cause me tears in my marriage, in the journey of life, in the name of Jesus. Out 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 in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to cause me tears in the area of marital settlement, in my marriage, in the name of Jesus, I command the power out. Out in the name of Jesus. 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 Every power that wants to cause me tears in my marriage, in my marital settlement, out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Out 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 in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to cause me tears in my marriage, in my marital settlement, in the name of Jesus, I command the power out. In the name of Jesus. Out 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 in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to cause me tears in my marital settlement, in my marriage, in the name of Jesus, I command the power out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are going to pray, Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Every manipulation.
Every manipulation.
From the pit of hell.
From the pit of hell.
For me to make wrong choice.
For me to make wrong choice.
For me to do wrong thing in marriage.
For me to do wrong thing in marriage.
That will cause me tears.
That will cause me tears.
I conquer you.
I conquer you.
I shatter your plan.
I shatter your plan.
Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Every power from the pit of hell that want to make me to make wrong choice,
that want to manipulate me to make wrong choice
in the area of marital settlement, in my marriage, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that want to manipulate me, don't make the wrong choice in marital settlement, in my marriage, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I stand upon the word of God. I command you out. In the name of Jesus, I command you out. I cast you out. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that want to manipulate my life, that want to manipulate me to make the wrong choice in the area of marital settlement, in my marriage, I cast you out. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that want to manipulate my life, that want to manipulate me, don't make the wrong choice. Out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah my God, every power from the pit of hell that want to manipulate me, don't make the wrong choice in marital settlement, in my marriage, I command them out. I command them out. Out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, I command them out.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
Bring out your husband's picture. Holy Ghost, take over. Amen.
Take over. Amen.
Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over, amen. Holy Ghost take over. Amen. Holy Ghost take over. Amen.
Holy Ghost take over.
Amen. Holy Ghost take over. Amen.
Holy Ghost take over.
Amen. Holy Ghost take over. Amen.
Holy Ghost take over.
Amen. Holy Ghost take over. Amen.
You are going to pray for your husband. Say, Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Make my husband.
Make my husband.
Who you want him to be.
Who you want him to be.
Open your mouth and pray.
Jehovah my God. Make my husband who you want him to be. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Make my husband who you want him to be. Make my husband who you want him to be. In the name of Jesus. Make my husband the way you want him to be. Both spiritually and physically. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Make my husband who you want him to be. Both spiritually and physically. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Make my husband who you want him to be. Make my husband who you want him to be. Make my husband who you want him to be. Spiritually and physically.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are going to pray. Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Any mistake. That my husband will make.
That my husband will make.
That we affect our marriage.
That we affect our marriage.
That we affect our children.
That we affect our children.
That we affect our spiritual life.
That we affect our spiritual life.
That we affect our finance.
That we affect our finance.
Lord.
Help him.
Not to make such mistake. Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Every mistake that my husband will make. That we affect our life. That we affect our children. That we affect our finance. That we affect our spiritual life. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Help him not to make such mistake. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Help him not to make such mistake. Any mistake, oh God, that we affect our spiritual life. That we affect our finance. That we affect our children. That we affect our life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Help my husband not to make such mistake. Let your mercy intervene in the life of my husband. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Let your grace intervene. Let your mercy intervene in the name of Jesus. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Lord, help him not to make such mistake. Any mistake.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are going to pray. Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Any evil woman.
That want to take my seat in marriage.
Wherever you are. Out in the name of Jesus.
Out in the name of Jesus.
I frustrate your plans
in the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Any evil woman that want to take my seat in marriage. In the name of Jesus. I frustrate your plans. Out in the name of Jesus. I frustrate your plans. Out in the name of Jesus. I frustrate your plans. Any evil woman that want to take my seat in marriage. In the name of Jesus. I frustrate your plan. I command that evil woman. Out. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Any evil woman that want to take my seat in marriage. In the name of Jesus. I frustrate your plan. I command you out. In the name of Jesus. I frustrate your plan. I destroy every of your evil plan. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God. Every evil woman that want to take over my seat in marriage. That want to take over my seat in my home.
In the name of Jesus, I frustrate your plan. I frustrate your plan. I frustrate your plan.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are still going to pray. Jehovah my God.
Jehovah my God.
Help me not to labor in vain in my marriage.
Help me not to labor in vain in my marriage.
As I labor, I will reap the fruit of my labor.
As I labor, I will eat the fruit of my labor.
Open your mouth and pray.
Jehovah my God. Help me not to labor in vain in my marriage. As I labor, I will eat the fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God, help me not to labor in vain in my marriage. Help me not to labor in vain in my marriage. Help me not to labor in vain in my marriage. As I labor, I will eat the fruit of my labor. In my husband's life, I will eat the fruit of my labor. In my children's life, I will eat the fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God, help me not to labor in vain in my marriage. In the name of Jesus. As I labor, I will eat the fruit of my labor. I will eat the good fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God, help me not to labor in vain in my marriage, in my children's life. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God, as I labor, I will eat the fruit of my labor. I will eat the good fruit of my labor. I will eat the good fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God, help me not to labor in vain. Help me not to labor in vain in my marriage. In the name of Jesus. As I labor in my marriage, I will eat the good of my marriage. I will eat the fruit of my marriage. I will eat the fruit of my marriage. I will eat the good fruit of my marriage. In the name of Jesus. I will eat the good fruit of my marriage. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah my God, help me not to labor in vain in my marriage, in my husband's life, in my children's life. In the name of Jesus. As I labor, I will eat the good fruit of my labor. I will eat the good fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus. I will be alive to eat the good fruit of my labor.
Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are going to pray now. We are going to pray for those believing God for the fruit of the womb. That God will put a smile in their face.
Amen.
That God will wipe away their tears.
Amen.
That God will make them to be fruitful.
Amen.
And also those that are pregnant, that God will deliver them safely.
Amen.
Let's open our mouth and pray now.
Jehovah my God, Papa, we lift up as many, O God, that are looking unto you for the fruit of the womb, O God. Jehovah, you said in your word that none shall be barren, O God, in the land, and the fruit of the womb the inheritance of the children. Baba, by yourself, O God, put a smile, O God, in their face. Lord, remember them, O God, in childbearing, in the name of Jesus. Baba, remember them, O God, in fruitfulness, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless their womb, O God, in the name of Jesus. Grant them their heart desire, because you said that the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut short, in the name of Jesus. In their expectation, O God, in the area, O God, of childbearing, Baba, bless their womb. Lord, bless their womb. Lord, bless their womb. Put a smile in their face, in the name of Jesus. Put a smile, O God, in their face, in the name of Jesus. Bless their womb, O God. Cause them, O God, to be fruitful. Because you said, O God, we should go into the world, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue the earth. Lord, Baba, let them be fruitful, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, Lord God Almighty, as many, O God, that are pregnant, by yourself, O God, deliver them, O God, like the Hebrews women, in the name of Jesus. Every evil plans of the enemy concerning the dead, O God, of their delivery, Baba, we cancel it. Every form of complication, we come against it, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we deliver, O God, mother alive, her baby alive, in the name of Jesus.
Mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
Those believing God for the fruit of the womb, line up, and those pregnant. I'm led by God to use this new anointing water to bless you. Those believing God for the fruit of the womb and those pregnant. As you are coming, say, Son of David, have mercy on me. Say, Son of David, have mercy on me. Say, as you receive this anointing, whatsoever that have been the problem, that you have not been able to conceive and have your children, let such be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Son of David, have mercy on them. They are here. You said in your word, none shall be barren. And as I use this new anointing water, as I spray it in their mouth, whatsoever that have been hindering their pregnancy, sure shall be out in the name of Jesus. And those that are pregnant, they will deliver safely to the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name I pray.
Son of David, have mercy on me. Let your mercy speak for me. Your divine favor, look at me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let your mercy, let your mercy speak for me. Your divine favor, look at me. Son of David, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy.
Let's rise up. We are still praying.
Have mercy on me. Have mercy.
Now we are going to pray for every of our young sisters believing God for marital settlement. Pray for them that they will not make wrong choice. Pray that they will make the right choice. Pray that God will give them their right life partner. Open your mouth and pray for
Jehovah
them.
My God.
You that
Baba,
is believing God,
Lord,
pray for yourself.
We use those dear, oh God, as a point of contact. Baba, to reach all our other sisters, spinsters. Lord, we pray, King of Glory, Jehovah my God, wherever the bone of their bone is, wherever the flesh of their flesh is, Jehovah my God, by yourself, oh God, you will merge them together. Use them, oh God, to locate each other. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh God, to make the right choice. Help them, oh God, to make the right choice. Help them, oh God, to make the right choice in the area, oh God, of marital settlement. In the name of Jesus, Baba, help them not to be carried away, but to make the right choice according to your own will. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah my God, any power that will make them to make the wrong choice, Lord, we come against that power. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah my God, by yourself, oh God, open their eyes, oh God, to your own understanding in the area, oh God, of marital settlement. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
Viewers all over the world, distance is not a limitation to the move of God's power. Wherever you are watching us from, every prayer we pray today, may God use it to work for you and give you your desire in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are sick, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are believing God for marital settlement, receive your right life partner in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are believing God for the fruit of the womb, receive your pregnancy now in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are believing God for a good job, receive your good job now in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are believing God for resident permit, receive your document now in the name of Jesus. Every document you are believing God for, receive in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you are passing through, that only God knows, that you cannot tell anybody, Lord, receive answer now in the name of Jesus. Receive answer now in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, the grace of God, may the grace of God that bringeth salvation appear to you, you that have not surrendered your life to God, in the name of Jesus. You that is addicted to smoking, to drinking, be free from that addiction in the name of Jesus. Be free from that addiction in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you are addicted to, that you cannot help yourself, receive the help of God now. In the name of Jesus. Receive the help of God now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless that water in your hands. I invoke the name of Jesus into that water. As you use that water for the sick, they shall receive their healing. Whatsoever situation you apply this water, it shall be testimony in the name of Jesus. Testimony in the name of Jesus. Testimony in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. 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 Breakthrough in your health. Breakthrough in your finance. Breakthrough in your marriage. Breakthrough in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. You that the business is going down, as you use that water in your hand to anoint your business place, receive breakthrough now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Join Evangelist Mrs. Favor O. Obaseki in a special meeting tagged Beauty for Ashes. Ladies, are you facing any marital challenge? Are you single, believing God for marital settlement? Are you in an unfavorable relationship? Are you a student, believing God for academic breakthrough and success? Search no further, for Amazing Sisters Fellowship is the right place. Amazing Sisters Fellowship is a worldwide married and single ladies fellowship. Amazing Sisters Fellowship is not a church. It is a female fellowship where the dignity and glory of every woman is restored.
I want to invite you specially to Amazing Sisters Fellowship. If you are a single sister, if you are a married sister, whatsoever age you are, young or old, that fellowship is for you. It's every second Saturday and last Saturday of the month.
Amazing Sisters Fellowship holds every second and last Saturday of the month. Time 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Venue 40 Ajayi Street of Obaze, Upper Mission, New Benin, Benin City, Edo State. Amazing Sisters Fellowship, building future sisters for Christ.